Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about The Equalizer Part 3. This is the third and final chapter of this franchise. Once again, it's directed by Antoine Fuqua. Once again, it stars Denzel Washington. And this movie takes place in Italy. And it kind of has the same aspects of the first one. He's kind of made the Robert McCall's character. He's made himself a new life in Italy in the small town. And he realizes that the townsfolks that have been so genuine and nice to him and welcomed him into their town are being intimidated by the local mob. So he kind of does what he does and makes the playing field equal, henceforth The Equalizer. This movie also stars Dakota Fanning, and it has almost been, I think it's been like 19 or 20 years since Dakota Fanning and Denzel Washington did Man on Fire, which in my opinion is one of Denzel Washington's best movies. And if you have not seen Man on Fire with Denzel and Dakota Fanning, that is a damn good movie. So to see them in this movie together was amazing. The fact that she's kind of grown up, and since the last time we saw them together, you know, she was, what, maybe 8 or 9 years old, and here we are now in 2023, the movie came out in 2023. We're in 2024 now, but that was really cool to see that and everything like that. That was really, really, that was something special. I know I was kind of geeking out myself because, like I said, I was such a fan of that movie, Man on Fire, that it was really cool to see that. But anyway, I don't know. Something about The Equalizer Part 3, it just didn't feel the same anymore because it's kind of like playing the same old thing over and over again. It's almost kind of like as if, like, In Taken 3, like I compare these movies a lot. Like in Taken 3, there's no mystique about it no more. It's like you're in on the joke already. They're telling the same routine over and over again. And what made Liam Neeson so cool was the fact that he was willing to go to that extent to save his daughter. And that was cool. The same thing with Robert McCall. The fact that you have no idea about any of this man's history or anything like that, and yet he is just this certified badass that rather than kind of diving deep into his past or kind of humanizing him in a way to make him relatable, they just kind of give him the same old story where in the first film, you know, somebody who he feels is being taken advantage of, he's going to help them. The same thing in The Equalizer Part 3. I don't want to say family because it's not just a family. It's a number of people that have been helping him and kind of opening their arms to him. You know, like, yes, you know, the genuine, it's the warmth of these people that kind of attracts him to that town. And he doesn't want to see anything happen to them. And so when he sees them being intimidated and, you know, shaken down by this local mob, he's going to do something about it. And, you know, of course, the CIA and the FBI are, you know, all over that, but they're always one or two steps behind him and everything like that. So this movie is just, it's the same thing that we saw in part one. It's nothing new. You know, the only thing new about it is it takes place in Italy. That's it. That's the only thing new about it. Robert McCall is still this badass, and he's going to take out these guys one by one in such a stealth mode that it's going to make Solid Snake look like an amateur. And everything like that. So it's not the same, because it is the same. It's the same shit that we've seen in the last two movies. You know, it's like the running gag that everybody expects to see coming. You know what I mean? It's like we're already in on the joke, and rather than expand upon the story or kind of broaden the horizon, you know. That's why I think the John Wick series lasted as long as it did, because it's like, okay, we've stretched it as far as we could possibly go, and it's entertaining all the way through. Movies like The Equalizer or Taken or even The Transporter with Jason Statham, there's only so far you can go with those movies. you know, once you get to like the second or third, if it's not interesting or if it doesn't up the ante as far as storytelling wise, it becomes a forlorn conclusion, and it makes the movie very predictable, and it makes the movie uninteresting, because, you know, we've seen this guy do the same thing to other people, so you know what's going to happen, you know how it's going to go down, and you know how it's going to end, and things like that. So that was kind of disappointing. The big reveal at the end with Dakota Fanning's character was kind of like it all ties together in some type of way. But that was more of like a storytelling thing, but that didn't really have an effect on the film as a whole. That was just there for, you know, to kind of tie the whole 1, 2, and 3 together and everything like that. So that was interesting. That was okay. Like I said, all the stuff with Denzel and Dakota Fanning was great because of the chemistry that they still have, you know, 20 years later and everything like that. But, yeah, other than that, this movie was okay. It wasn't really all that great. I watched it because I hadn't seen it yet. I wanted to finish it. I was watching all three of the movies, and I had kind of heard people were just like, eh, I mean, it's the same old, same old. It's nothing new. And everything like that. So I look at this as like a run-of-the-mill action movie. It's not, I don't think it's better than 2 or even 1 for that matter. But, I mean, it is what it is, and I can't say anything about it. Denzel Washington still is great as the character. Antoine Fuqua does an amazing job directing this film and everything like that. It's just, we've seen it all before. It's the same movie we saw in part 1. The same kind of stuff we saw in part 2 and everything like that. The villain's not all that interesting. He's the cliched, you know, guy that works for the mob, wears a nice suit, has tattoos everywhere, and is real conniving and has a cutthroat attitude. No different than the Russian guys we saw in part 1. So, I mean, it's like I said, if you've seen part 1 and part 2, it's the same movie. You know, nothing new, nothing different. You know, Denzel Washington is still a badass and, you know, still does an amazing job with his stunts and everything like that. But, you know, it's not nothing new. It's everything we've seen before. So, you know, take with that information what you will. It's okay. Like, if you have to complete the series, like if you've seen, I've already seen 1 and 2 and then you watch 3, my opinion, they get worse. Like, part 1 was a great movie. Part 2 was a good movie. Not a great movie, but a good movie. And then part 3 was an okay movie. Like, these movies aren't bad. It's just that they're not getting better. They're just kind of telling the exact same story as before. So, I mean, it's nothing new. It's nothing we haven't seen before, but it's still damn entertaining. So there's that. So if you have to watch these movies all in one, then yeah, you'll be entertained all the way through. It's just that the quality of the movie dips with every entry. And that's really unfortunate, you know, especially for a filmmakers the caliber of both Antoine Fuqua and Denzel Washington. So if you have to watch this movie, go ahead. I probably wouldn't watch it again unless I have to, but you know, it's really up to the viewer whether or not they're going to be in the mood to watch it or something like that. But for me, I mean, I can do one and done, or I can watch it a few times if it's on TV. But other than that, it's not going to be, when I think of The Equalizer, I'm probably just going to watch the first one and that's it. So, but anyways, guys, that's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcast from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, the Madhouse21. Let me know what you guys thought about The Equalizer Part 3. Did you like it? What did you think about it? Where do you rank it as far as the main trilogy is concerned? And where do you rank it as far as Denzel Washington films is concerned? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, the Madhouse21. Be sure to follow the podcast. Be sure to be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. Yesterday's episode was WWE's Elimination Chamber, so that's already available. We got a bunch of stuff lined up this week. We got some new things dropping this weekend because I think this weekend is the 1st of March. And man, this why is it the beginning of the new year always kind of goes by fast? Like January, February, and then it starts to slow down between the spring break and the Easter holiday and everything like that. But yeah, we do got some things coming out. There's some stuff dropping on Netflix. There's some stuff dropping on Disney Plus and on Prime Video that I'm kind of looking forward to. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.